Ezra's Hashem Yisbarach. Today's daf is Nun Zayin Maseches Yevamos. It is the 858th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to discuss the halachos of those who are prohibited to eat truma. Particularly, we're going to discuss an almana who's married to a kohen gadol. Our daf after the Mishnah is going to discuss also a pitzua daka of a kohen who is sterile that marries a bas yisrael and her status of eating truma. And finally, what we're going to discuss in Amud Beis is Yesh Chuppah L'Psolas, and that is a Kohen Gadol that takes an Almana in with Chuppah, but he did not consummate the marriage. Is that going to make her Aser Betruma? Once a woman marries B'Isur, so then in such a case she becomes a Chalala. Maybe she needs to have Bia as well to become that Chalal. That's going to be discussion amongst the Tanoim and the Amorayim. And then she's Pasul Truma. That's going to be the topic of today's daf. The truth is, the sugya of Chuppah L'Psolas has profound implications in terms of marriage today as well. The halachos of what we call the Chuppah, the canopy today in the Suin. And maybe we'll, for the first time in a long time, get back to halacha from the daily daf and discuss the implications. Let's Beis Hashem begin 10 lines from the bottom on Nuvavim. Beis Almana L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Gadol. All of these are examples of Isurei Lav. An Almana is not allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol. A divorcee or someone who had undergone Chalutza is not allowed to marry a Kohen Hedyot. Min Ha'erison. If they're already been divorced from Erison. In other words, they didn't consummate the marriage, but there was only a betrothal. So then in such a case, lo yochel betruma, they're already puzzled from eating truma. Rashi explains that since it is kiddushe aveira, so then in such a case, they become puzzled from truma. And that means if their father is a kohen, they cannot go back and eat truma. However, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Machshir, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon say that they can. Nisamul on iskar shimon asuin, psolos, Mina Erisin Ksheiros. They say that the only time that they become pasul is if they've already undergone Nisuin. Then they're considered a Chalala, Rashi says. Rashi says, Deshavya Chalala Bibi Aso. Then in such a case, then when they've had relations, they become a Chalala. And then they can no longer eat Truma. The Gemara begins 8 or 9 lines from the bottom of the Vav Beis. Tanya Amr Bimeir, Kavacham, Uma Kedushi Rishus, Ein Machilin, when it comes to a Yisrael that marries a Bas Kohen, that they didn't do anything wrong, yet the halacha is that she's already out of her father's rishus and she can't eat. Kiddush Avera lo kol shekein. Then certainly, if she did a Kiddush of Avera, so then in such a case, certainly she should not be able to eat. Kosher Kiddushin could passel a woman from eating Truma, so certainly a Kiddushin that is passel should certainly take her out from that state. Amru lo, but the Chacham said to Rav Meir, that's not a raya. Lo, imam Rabbi Kedushei Rishus, the case of Kedushei Rishus was a Yisrael marrying a Bas Kohen. Shekein ein lo lahachel b'makom acher. He can't, will never be able to give her to eat Truma, because he can't. Tomer Rabbi Kedushei Aveira, but in the contrast to the Kohen, Shekein yesh lo lahachel b'makom acher. He's able to give another woman to eat Truma, and therefore you can't make a Kal v'chomer from if the Yisrael is going to passel her b'ksherus, then the Kohen is going to passel b'passels. No, the Yisrael never has the ability to give her to eat. So therefore the Kal v'chomer falls away. Period. Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Boshia, psua daka. If you have a Kohen that is sterile, as the Pasuk says, lo yavoi p'tsua daka ukro shifcha b'kal Hashem, that he is infertile, his testicles are not functional. So then the halacha is, Petsuah daka kohen shekides bas yisrael. If he marries a bas yisrael, banul machlokas Reb Meir, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon. It's machlokas between Reb Meir and Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon in our Mishnah. And that was the machlokas of just almana l'kohen gadol from Erison, does that make her pasul or not? Le Rabbi Meir, do amr mishta meres, libia, psula da raisa, lo achla. According to Rabbi Meir, who says that someone who has been already betrothed and is being guarded for a bia psula, which is min haTorah, she already can't eat. So such a case, hanami lo achla. This woman as well, since she was married by a psula daka and she's not allowed to, so then that passels her from eating as well. L'Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, da'amar mishtameres l'bia psula, if she's being guarded for a bia that is possible. In other words, that she married someone, she did erison, And if she had beer with him, she'd become pasul d'oraisa, but she didn't yet. Achla, she's still allowed to eat. Like in the case of our Mishnah, if there was betrothal between Almana, the Kohen Gadol, Hanami Achla, so too over here, by the Ptsuladaka, she'll be able to eat. Analyze the Gemara, Mimai. Is that a full riot? Ma'adkan lo kamer Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Hasam, LDH lo lahachel b'makom acher. When it comes to the case of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, this Kohen normally can cause a woman to eat. Except this case, because this woman is usher, she's almana, or she's a grusha. Aval hacham, when it comes to a ptsua daka, he can't cause anybody to eat. Everybody is usher to him. As the pasuk says, lo yavo ptsua daka, choshivcha b'kal Hashem. So, aval hacham, dein lo lahachal mokam acher, lo, period. V'chitei mahachinami, yesho lahachal b'bas gerib. There is a case, because there are opinions, as Rashi explains, three lines from the top, who say that gerim are allowed to marry a Tzuadaka. Many opinions hold that we say that lahalacha. So then in such a case it can be machil to somebody, and therefore the kasha would fall away. That remained a question and wasn't solved. Since that was a question that wasn't solved, so then in such a case, we can't bring a raya in that regard. That's a nominee for halacha of the daily daf. How do we solve that question? Seven lines on top, the Gemara continues. Itmar, Abaya omer hol machila below yada, Rav omer hol machila ba'avodav u'shevchasav haknani. The machlok is between Abaya and Rava. What's the reason why Rabbi Oshia said that according to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to eat? Abaye says that the reason is, since when it comes to the Kohen Petsua Daka, he's allowed to feed his wife, if he was married to her beforehand, and he was not a Petsua Daka, then he became a Petsua Daka below Yoda, and he did not have relations with her after, from the biblical expression of Vayoda is ishto, that he didn't have relations with her, in this case lo yada, that's the case. Rava says, since he's able to have his servants eat, so too, he'll be able to serve his wife anytime that he's not had relations with her, either because he's able to serve avadim, or because he's allowed to feed a wife, truma, as long as the iser was not done. Gemara explains, Abaye lo yomar k'rava, Abaye did not present Rava's solution that of the Avadim, kinyan de'ishus, mi kinyan de'ishus yalfina. You can learn out the halachos of one kinyan of ishus to another. However, lo yalfina, kinyan de'ishus, mi kinyan de'avadim. Just because when he's konen eved, the petsua daka does, that the Avadim could eat, doesn't necessarily mean that a wife who is an iser can eat. V'rava lo amar kabai. Rava didn't give Abaye's reason. Abaye's reason of the case in which that he became a Ptsua Daka after they get married and they didn't have the relations. Because Shani Asim Shikfar Achla. There it's different. There she could continue eating because she had already started. However, in the case of the Ptsua Daka, where he didn't consummate the marriage, but still she had never been able to eat. Therefore, it's different. V'abaye shikfar ochel lo amrinan. Abaye doesn't take into account the svar that she already started eating. Dilote mahachi. Because if you're not going to say that this factor is not critical, that we don't take into account that whether she started eating or not, Bas Yisrael shenises lekoin umeis. A Bas Yisrael that marries a coin, and then the coin dies, teichel, then we should allow her to continue eating, and we don't. We say if her husband passes away, she can no longer eat, shekvar acha, because she already ate. V'rava, Rava will say, no, there it's different. Hasam paka kinyana. There it's different, kinyaneha. There, the moment the husband dies, so then the kinyan disappears. Hacha lo paka kinyaneha. But over here, the kinyan does not disappear.
The Gemara now continues with a new fascinating Shaila Gufa. Boy mine Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Oshia. Rabbi Yochanan asked the following question to Rabbi Oshia. Pitsua daka kohen shenosa bas gerim. If you have a pitsua daka kohen that marries a descendant of gerus. Now, we're going to discuss in our Gemara that there is a machlokis, whether that is acceptable to do, whether the way out for a pitsua daka, the solution lo yavob tzvadaka b'kal Hashem is to marry a gioris. But whether that is correct or not, this is the following shayla. Mahu shiachilenu b'truma. What's halach in regards to her now eating truma? On the one hand, he's a kohen. On the other hand, he's a p'tzuadaka. Ishtik. So Rabbi Yishia was silent. V'loi amar le v'loi midi. And he didn't respond. L'soif, asa gavra rabba achrina. Another great Talmud Chacham came along. Uba mina milsa achrite. And he asked Rabbi Yishia shayla. Upashitle. And he responded and answered that shayla. Manu Rish Lakish. And that Talmud Chacham was Rish Lakish. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, the Rabbi Yishia. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya wondered, when it came to Rabbi Yochanan's shayla about the Tzvadaka, that he didn't answer. That he left as an open question. Yet he responded to Rish Lakish. Atu Rabbi Yochanan lav gav rabu? Is Rabbi Yochanan not a great person that you didn't respond to him? Amalei, the Gaboy Mine Milsa the Lesley Pisri. He asked me a question that doesn't have a pitaron, that doesn't have a solution. I don't have an answer to this, to that shaila. Now, the Gemara goes on, according to Rashi, and spells out what were the parameters of Rabbi Yochanan's shaila, even though Rabbi Yehoshia was not able to address it. Leman, let's analyze the shaila of Rabbi Yochanan and see who shayla, according to whom the shayla makes sense. The Rabbi Yehuda, if we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Asara Yuchsin in Kedushin on Daf Ayin Zayin, actually, whether a Petsuadaka can marry Gerim. So either Rabbi Yehuda, if we're going to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that the descendant of a ger is considered like a cholo and therefore cannot marry a petzuadaka kohen. So either Rabbi Yehuda bein mikdusha sei koi, bein la mikdusha sei koi, whether a petzuadaka has the status of holding on to his kedushas kahuna, Rashi tells us that in Perek Ha'arol Daf Ayin Vav Amin Aleph, we ask the question whether a petzuadaka is considered Bikdushase and therefore cannot marry a chalala or not. So either Rabbi Yehuda ben kedushase koi ben la bikdushase koi lo achla. In such a case, she can't eat. Why? If he retains his original kedusha lo achla, then she cannot eat. Amar mar basger zachar kibaschal zachar, because he taught, that is Rabbi Yehuda, that we have a rule that he is not allowed, a Petsuadaka is not allowed to marry a Bas Ger. She's considered a Chalal. Ilabik Dusha Sekoi. And even if you're going to say the Petsuadaka is not subject to that issue because he doesn't retain his Kedusha, in the Shaila of the Gemara on Ayin Vav Amid Aleph, that Petsuadaka, whether he retains Kedusha as Kohen or not, he does not retain the Kedusha, nevertheless, maybe the above issue Rabbi Yehuda raised does not apply. Lo achla, you still won't eat. Darminan kal gerim ikri kahal, because a multitude of gerim is considered its own kahal, and therefore the pasuk lo yavo bekal Hashem will also apply to a gerim as well. The pitzuadaka lo yavo pitzuadaka bekal Hashem will prohibit them from gerim as well. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no possibility that this woman would be able to eat in regards to Rabbi Yochanan's shaila. The either Rabbi Yossi, but according to Rabbi Yossi, who disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and says in Kedushin Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph that the halach is that a petzuadaka is allowed to marry a gioris, bein kedusha seikoi, whether Petsuadaka retains his kedusha, bein lav kedusha seikoi, and even if he does not retain his kedusha, achla, she would be able to eat. Why? Kedusha seikoi, if he retains his kedusha, achla, there's no problem. The amar afker shenasa gioris bidok sher lekuhuna, because the halacha is that if a ger marries a gioris, then their child can marry a kohen, and therefore, when you have the offspring of a ger, a girl, she's allowed to marry a kohen, no problem. Ilabik dushase koi, and if you're going to raise the problem that the Petsuadaka loses his status of kedusha achla, you would still be able to eat. Daha amar kal ger lo ikri kal, because they are not considered a kal. So even though the Petsuadaka loses his status of kahuna, nevertheless, there is no violation of lo yavo psuadaka b'kal Hashem marrying these kohanim. And since she's allowed to, so then in such a case she could continue eating the truma. In other words, even though there might be a problem that he loses his kedusha as a kohen, but nevertheless, explains Rashi, end of Dibar Maskel Mem Kedusha, he's no longer has the prohibition of marrying a chalala, and in regards to the prohibition of lo yavo b'kal Hashem, the ger is not considered as part of the kal, and then in such a case, the ptsua daka will be able to marry her. So we don't understand the parameters of Rabbi Yechanan's shailah. So says the Gemara as follows: Ela aliba da haitana. Rabbi Yochanan's shailah is based on a third opinion. Neither Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Yossi. This now we learned in a Rishna. Rabbi Yossi ben Yaakov Omer, Isha bas gerim lo tinase lekuhuna, achete ima mi Yisrael. A woman who is a descendant of gerim should not marry into the kuhuna unless her mother is Jewish. So on the one hand, someone who is an extendant of gerim is not going to marry kuhuna, but if her mother is Jewish, then she's okay, even though her father was a ger. V'achim kami b'alai, and this is Rabbi Yochanan's shaila. Kashrus mitos v'ba v'achla. Do we say what happens is when her mother is Jewish, it adds kashrus v'achla, and she could eat? However, as Rashi spells out, there isn't a new dimension of kedusha that's given to her, and she's not considered still part of the kahal. Odilma kedusha mitosva velo achla. Or do you say that she has kedusha, and according to Rashi, there is now a hosafa of being part of the klal? Tashma, come in here. I will bring you a proof. Ki asa ribi acha bar chinina midroma asa va'aisi masnisim biyade. He came from the south and he brought a teaching with him. Minayin lepetzua daka koyin shenasa bazgerim shemachila betruma. How do we know a petzua daka that is a kohen that marries gerim that he could feed her truma? Shenemar v'choyin ki yikne nefesh kinyin kasboi yoichal boi. The kohen who owns something, that person eats. Leman, exactly who are we going according to?
The Gemara analyzes the opinions that we learned earlier don't seem to fit. Ila Rabbi Yehuda, if we're going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who we had learned earlier, would never say that she could eat. He's going to argue that there is an iser, whether the Petzua Daka himself has the status of Kedusha to prohibit, or he doesn't have the status of Kedusha to prohibit him marrying Ger. Nevertheless, he won't be able to feed her, as we mentioned above. Vila Rabbi Yossi, but according to Rabbi Yossi, he says that there is no iser for him to marry her. Lama likra? Then why do you need the pasuk? Either case you're able to eat. Elolav, it must be, it's going according to the third opinion we mentioned above. L'Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Ushma mina kashrus itosva ba, that when Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says that she is allowed to marry the Petzua Daka, it's an added dimension of kashrus, but not kedusha to the point that she becomes bikal gerim, and therefore there's no isra of lo yavoi Petzua Daka bikal Hashem shmamina. Period. Now we have a very important gemara on the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Last three words: Itmar Rav Omar. Turning to Amud Beis, Yesh Chupa lepsoilus. Rav is of the opinion that chupa has significance for the psulim that were mentioned in the Mishnah, that we mentioned, Almana L'Kohen Gadol. Rashi explains, I'll see the Rashi inside on the top of Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Yesh Chupa L'Psoilus, Kohen Gadol Sheichnes Almana Bas Kohen L'Chupa, V'lo Ba'ala. They just did Chupa, but they didn't have relations. U'meikar Nami Lo Kidsha. And even if they didn't do Kiddushin, Afilu Hachli Pasul Mitruma. Nevertheless, it makes her Pasul from the Truma Devei Nasha, that she can't eat the truma. The chupa kiknisas bi'ila damya. It's considered as if he had bia with her. Ushmuel amar ein chupa l'psolas. And Shmuel holds that there isn't chupa as having any significance, and therefore it won't make her usher from eating truma. We learned in our Mishnah that she can't eat truma according to the Tanakhama. But according to Shmuel, that's only if they did an appropriate erison. But if there was just chuppah, then in such a case, it won't make her aser. The machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, the chuppah makes her aser. Amar Shmuel, Umodili Abba, he taught, Bitinokas pach, Chusim bas shal shanim v'yom echad,
Ho ve'en la bia, ein la chupa. And Shmuel says that even Rav would be moda that if we're talking about a katan, a ketana, so since she cannot have bia, then the chuppah is not going to have any significance. Amar Rav afana namitina, bashal shem yomechad miskadeshes bebia. If she's 3 years old, then bia takes effect. Vimba la yavam kona. And if yavam has relations with her, he's kona her. V'chayavin aleha mishum eishas ish. And she's concerned eishas ish. And if he has znus with her, then it's a maisa eishas ish. Umetam is boala. And she has the ability to be metam her husband, metam in mishch of tachton ke'elyon, that if she's sleeping on something and she's a nida, so then all of the things that are under her become tame as well, as if they had come in contact with her. That's spelled out by Rashi, the Ramaskal metam is bala. Let's take a look at that. Rashi, im nida hi letame bala mishch of tachton ke'elyon. If she's a nida, then she's metame her bala as well as, in other words, the person she has relations with, as well as any mattresses that she's laying on top of. Maseches Nida Farshla she tachton shebol nida keel yono shel zav. That when it comes to Tumas Nida, it makes all of the things under her tame shemetame ochlen umashkin. That would be metame food items vein metame other mekelim ketachton shel nida atzma shukari medras. That it's the Tumas medras of a nida va'ava tumas. So she has that status. Nisei's lekoin, the 3-year-old marries a koin ochelus betruma. Ba lea echon mikol apsulim pasla. If she has relations with anybody that will pasla from a kula to a kuhuna, like says Rashi, the 2 lines from Ban, like a halal. If she has relations with a halal, a nasin, or a mamzir, so then in such a case, she will now become prohibited to a koin. Ba lea echon mikol apsulim pasla. Ba shal shviyam. If she's less than that, then it won't make her pasul. And if it doesn't make her pasul bia, then the chuppah won't make her pasul as well. So Gemara says, shmamina. So we see from here that as Shmuel had presented, even Rav would agree that chuppah would not pasul when it comes to Almana, if we're talking about the Almana L'Kohen Gadol or Grusha L'Kohen Hedyot, that does not apply if she's less than 3 years old. Now, our sugya, in terms of what it says about Chuppah, has profound implications. You see, Tosis, the Ramaskal Rav Omar, that Tosis speaks out of a few very important things, as well as there are big discussions in terms of what Chuppah and Nisuin can do Bizman Hazeh, and that would be a nominee from the halacha from the daily daf. Baruch Hashem, we're getting slowly back into routine that I hope one day to start doing the halacha again. We should hear Besuras Tovos from Artzenu Akdosha. This concludes Daf Nun Zayin in Maseches Yevamos.